how the bar funding has helped to alleviate the impact of Brexit and why an extension is needed?
Well, the intention of the bar funding was to work with sectors that were majorly impacted by Brexit. I suppose the key areas would be the like of the food sector, which would be exporting a lot to the UK, food, fisheries, and a lot of the transport sector as well. They would have all been particularly negatively impacted. And to look at those sectors in terms of how they can be supported. I think one of the concerns is that some of the areas that are significantly impacted by, let's say, the fact that the UK has done trade deals with New Zealand and probably Australia as well, and if you like, the potential of product to come in from those countries into the EU and displace European product, in particular Irish product, off the UK shelf. But the problem with that is that that's only really starting to take effect at this stage. And one of the requirements is with BAR is that you have, if you like, historic data to prove your point. And that impact is only really taking effect from there. And we really need more time to be able to demonstrate that impact and to make the case to secure BAR funding for these sectors. One of the concerns I'd have is that the money may go back, end up going back to the EU because we won't find the effective use for it, or indeed that it could be just put to lesser projects because of the fact that, if you like, the rush to get the money spent. And if we'd more time, we could ensure better projects and a more effective justification for the sectors that truly need it.